You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting at the UBC Point Grey campus on the traditional unceded Coast Salish lands of the Musqueam people. This is the second episode of Babe Waves, the sequel to Lady Radio, brought to you by CITR's Women's Collective. This is Hayone, joined by Rachel.
Hi.
And Brenna.
Hey.
Today's episode is going to be a music program. But before we dive into the music we have for you today, we want you to listen to these two amazing upcoming events that are happening in Vancouver. Hi, everyone. We are here today at the studio with Eva. They are working at the AMS by Co-op this year. So, Eva, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Eva, still. So I am with the Bike Co-op. I've been working there all summer. Before that, I was on the board of directors for 2 years, I think. But my working this summer has been, I guess it's not summer anymore, doing a lot of outreach and working with our community bikes. So Pedal is the overarching organization. Also, the Bike Co-op is better known to other people as the Bike Kitchen. So that's the DIY shop where you can come in on campus and learn to fix your bike. It's now in a trailer outside of Brock Hall. But yeah, we are friends slash similar slash the same.
Great. Were you a student here or?
Yeah, I did my undergrad here. I actually graduated in May in chemistry and oceanography.
Nice.
Yeah, now I'm not doing that. It's great.
And what are your plans? What are you doing next?
So I've been working for the co-op all summer, and that's still now to me. And then in 3 weeks, I'm actually heading to Brazil for 4 months. Oh. So I'm postponing all life planning.
That sounds great. I love it.
I think so, yeah.
You just said that the bike kitchen was in a trailer outside. Is that the usual, or what happened?
So we were in the old sub in the basement, which is where you might have seen us before. But as you might know, if you're on campus, the old sub is completely closed for renovation now, as everything's been moved to the Nest. So we are in a trailer for around a year, maybe a little bit more, as the renovation happens, and then we'll move back into the old sub, where the pit pub used to be.
Okay, great. So for those that are just listening, we are here today with Eva. They are working at the AMS Bike Co-op, and we are gonna talk a little bit about the programs that the Bike Kitchen runs, and a specific program, an event that is gonna happen in November. So keep listening to us and you will hear all about it. So you told us that you were working for how long at the Bike Co-op?
I've actually just been working as an employee since May, the beginning of May.
Okay.
But I've been involved for 2.5 years, maybe. I don't really know.
Okay, and did you love bikes before you started working there, or was it just in crescendo? Like, you had no idea and you just met the club and loved it and went to the bike kitchen, or how was it?
I mean, I obviously liked biking, but not in the same way. I actually had a friend who got a work learn position there a year before I was involved, and they got involved and I got involved with them. So that way, and then obviously I started learning more mechanics as I was attending some different programming and going on tours with tours, one of them. yeah, so that.
Okay, did you learn mechanics at the bike kitchen?
Yep, or I knew no mechanics prior to getting involved. And now I have taught mechanics. I'm still not a mechanic. I'm not able to be paid to do mechanics, but I can teach people how to do quite a lot.
Cool. So is that something the students can do? Like,
oh, absolutely.
Bring their bags? So tell us a little bit about
actually,
that.
Actually, so our easiest program for learning how to do mechanics is a drop-in program on Tuesday nights. It's called our PNY, which stands for Purple and Yellow, where you come in and get free pizza and learn mechanics by working on our Purple and Yellow bike share bikes that are around campus. So if you want to come in and are good at just picking things up and asking questions, you can learn a lot of mechanics for free and with free pizza that way. We also have an intro to mechanics course that you can take. It's a 4-week course that is not free, but it's more of a classroom and hands-on setting with more prescribed learning rather than just a drop-in. So if that's more your learning style, that also works. And then there's a lot of other programs where you can also learn mechanics if you're not into PNY, which is we do cycling resource centers outreach in the community, like at farmers markets and off campus in different ways, as well as on campus. And you can come and volunteer and work on people's bikes that way. Or our Women and Queer Night or our LGBTQI Night are on the second and fourth Wednesdays, respectively, also with free pizza, where you can come and work on your own bike and learn how to do that, again, for free, because we love giving people mechanical knowledge and pizza.
That sounds great. So if you're a listener and you're interested, we are going to post all of these different events, so Women and Queer Night, LGBTQI Night, or the Mechanic Workshop on the website. So if you're interested, just go on it and look it up. So are these successful? Like, is there a lot of people coming to these events, or how do you, yeah?
Yeah, we joke that we spend thousands and thousands of dollars on pizza. And I have been the treasurer, and I did know the number, and I don't remember anymore. But yeah, they're quite successful. The LGBTQT, wow, I can't say words.
All good.
The LGBTQI night is actually only a couple of months old because the Women and Queer Night was so popular and so busy that we decided we needed two nights. And they're a little bit labeled differently. We're also starting a multilingual night. Actually, that's this month is its premiere. We've done a pilot of it for Mandarin and Cantonese speakers. So we're continually expanding programming, actually, because they are successful and more people want to come, and we want to be able to let as many people learn mechanics for free and as comfortable in an environment as possible.
That sounds great. And do you have to be a member of the...
Not at all. Membership is awesome, and you should totally do it. You can come work on your bike for free on Fridays if you're a member. It's great. But to come to the events and our nights, you do not have to be a member. The only one is Intro to Mechanics is cheaper if you are a member.
That sounds great. So tell us a little bit about one of your programs called Bici Libre, which means, well, libre in Spanish means free.
Yeah, we're doing a English loose translation as freedom bikes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a program that I'm super excited about and one of the things I've been working on this summer. And what it does is it's actually only 2 years old. Last year it was a pilot year, last summer. It mostly runs in the summer, where we teach volunteers how to build up bikes that would otherwise be thrown away, or in our case, we recycle them. And they are donated to seasonal agricultural workers in the Fraser Valley and in Ladner. It was created last year in conjunction with the Umbrella Multicultural Health Cooperative, going out to their clinics and giving away bikes to folks who might not otherwise be able to get off their farms very easily without their employers. So if you want to get groceries or get off the farm for medical reasons or any reasons at all, really, it's nice to be able to do that, you know, of your own accord. So people have started bringing in bikes to be fixed at these clinics, as well as taking the bikes that we've been bringing. So we've been getting volunteers to come in on our Wednesday drop-in volunteer day, which you can totally do to do this or other programming, and building up bikes and giving them out. And we were actually, I don't have the number anymore. I think we gave out 43 bikes this summer, which was awesome.
And were all of those bikes, are these bikes that are going to be abandoned bikes, or how do you get these bikes?
Yeah, so we get all of our bikes from donation at the bike kitchen. And those are from people who are clearing out their apartment, like building managers who are clearing out their apartment bike storage that has been abandoned, as well as bikes on campus that are abandoned get held with campus security for 3 months before they come to us. But we end up with lots of bikes. Some of them are totally just garbage and just need to be recycled. Some of them we build up to sell, and then the intermediate quality bikes we build up for programs like our Purple and Yellow Bike Share and for like BC Libre.
Okay, so if you're interested in building a bike, basically just come to the by kitchen, and you build one of those on the, of these bikes that are going to be donated?
Yeah. Well, if you have the knowledge, you can come in and start learning mechanics. If it's your first time working on a bike, you'll probably get assigned to a bike to recycle to learn how the bike is put together first, and then you'll build up your knowledge, and then you'll be able to, not after too much time, be able to build up a bike. And then those bikes we, yeah.
Okay, and tell us a little bit more about the new program that the BC Libre is doing in conjunction with Pedals for the People.
So yeah, Pedals for the People is a program run by Pedal that runs our community bikes on Main Street. And it's a similar program. It also gets volunteers in a different way, but still gets volunteers to build up bikes and donate them. Those bikes go to folks, mostly in the downtown east side, who are accessing mental health services or housing services, or who are new immigrants. So the format of that program is different, but what we're trying to accomplish is pretty similar. So we decided to work together this summer to do some collaboration and development together. From that work this summer, we decided to do a fundraiser this November. It is called Pedaling Art, and it is a silent bike art auction. It should be super fun. It's on November 12th, which is a Saturday, at Redgate. And it's from 6 to 11. You should totally check it out. Check out Pedaling Art. It's an event on Facebook, or www.bikecoop.ca/get-involved/pedaling-art.
Great. We are going to have all of that on our website. So click on the link and participate. So who can participate in this event?
Mm-hmm. So there's multiple ways to participate. One, which would be super useful, oh my God, so useful, is to actually donate art. We are looking for bike-themed art, not bike-themed art, good art, mediocre art. I mean, like, good art would be great, but if you think your art is mediocre, it's probably actually good. So that is a great way. And email pedalingartvancouver@gmail.com. to get in touch with me for that, as well as you can actually just attend the event. That is amazing. You can come and not buy art. You can come and buy art. It's going to be fun. There's going to be bidding. There's going to be food. There's a cash bar. It's all ages. Bring your family. The first half or so will be more family-friendly. In the second half, maybe a little bit less so in terms of music. But I'm really excited. It's going to be super fun.
Great. And why are you doing this?
Because I really believe in these programs. While we can have donated bikes and we can use volunteer time and effort to build the bikes, some of the funds for these programs are totally non-reducible. Things like accessories, so helmets, lights, locks, and bells, cost no matter what we do, even if we get them at cost through our respective shops. And if people don't have helmets, lights, or bells, they can get fined, and we have a lot of documentation of people being profiled and fined. So if you look less well off, you're likely to be fined more, which sucks, because then you can't afford to have a bike. Similarly, often if you don't have a lock, your bike will be stolen, as you might know if you're on campus. So we'd like to get those, as well as the other main cost is transportation costs. So getting out to the Fraser Valley and to Ladner, we use Moto. Moto's great. We love them. And also, it still costs. So we can't find a way to get those costs down. We need the money. So that.
Great. Is this a free event or?
There is a cover, but it's by donation and nobody's turned away. So if you're like, we can't afford it, come anyways, just have fun. The suggested donation is $5 to $20 or bring a U-lock with a key.
Great. And again, for everyone that is interested, can you repeat the time and the location?
Yep, it's called Pedaling Art. It's at Redgate, which is at on Hastings and Campbell. Look it up. It's great. It's from 6 to 11. And I have a feeling it might go a little bit later, but shh.
That sounds great. That always sounds great. And what about after the event? Are you still working on this project, or is this like the end? Like, what's happening afterwards?
Yeah, moving forward. So after the event, I have 3 days until I go traveling. So I personally will have 4 months off from this, and that is great for me. And the programs are both still running. if you want to get involved with Pedals for the People, if you're off campus, I believe in January they will have a new volunteer time, which means, that was not very descriptive, which means that you can sign up to learn from scratch bike mechanics, and it's a 3-month commitment, 4 weeks of which is learning mechanics and 2 extra months is building bikes, and those are on Tuesday nights at our community bikes on Main Street. You can come in on Wednesdays all of the time to build bikes for BC Libre, and if we are off season, we donate those bikes at the bike kitchen to Pedals for the People as well. And then starting in early spring, we'll resume the actual outreach of BC Libre because that's the season more. And that looks like we're starting to contact farms to see if we can go directly to farms and give bikes to workers, as well as the outreach clinics for BC Libre will be starting all summer, and that's going to keep on going. And obviously, Pedals for the People is all year.
Great. That sounds amazing. Anything else you would like to add about the bike co-op or the bike kitchen?
Yeah, the bike kitchen's great. Definitely come in if you just want to say hi. People are super friendly unless they're tired, and then they're tired, like you are. But yeah, I'm really excited. And also, if you just want to get involved just to hang out, I think we're pretty friendly, right?
Yeah, definitely. I remember going there last year, and every Friday I'm there.
Secret, this human here was also on the board of directors. So,
yeah,
oops.
I was there last year. I had a great time. That's why I know all of these programs. And I think it's just great to be able to not only work on the bikes, but do some great work with it volunteer-wise. So thank you so much, Eva, for being here with me today. It was lovely to have you.
Yeah, thanks.
And probably see you again on Fridays and on the event. On the 12th,
the 12th
of November,
Saturday,
for sure.
The 12th, yeah.
Remember the date.
See you then.
Thank you. That was Eva from the Bike Co-op, and now to another upcoming event. Brenna from the Collective is here with us to talk about it right after these ads.
Powerful, motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Hi, you're listening to CITR. My name is Paula, and this is Pride Facts. I have words for you. Words that have been reclaimed by the LGBTQ+ community. Reclaiming language is taking words that have been used to degrade a community and turning the meaning around. Taking away the negative connotation of the words can be liberating. Let's take a closer look at the word queer and its history. Originally, it was used in 16th century Scotland to mean peculiar or eccentric. Contemporary synonyms of the word are odd, unusual, strange. The word used as a term towards the LGBTQ+ community in the late 19th century was reclaimed in the 1990s by a New York-based group of activists named Queer Nation. Their aim was to take the word out of violators' mouth and give it a positive connotation by self-identifying as queer. The famous slogan, "We're here, we're queer, get used to it," was coined by the group. The word queer is still considered offensive by some members of the LGBTQ community. Many feel uncomfortable using a word that caused them so much harm. Why use it then? Advocates for the usage of the word queer use it as an adequate umbrella term for LGBTQ+. It is considered inclusive of all sexual orientations and non-binary, unlike the terms lesbian or gay. Create your vocabulary app by checking out the following web pages: positivespace.ubc.ca/terminology, www.glad.org/reference/transgender, www.autostraddle.com. Check out the series More Than Words. They discuss queer words. Happy Pride, everyone.
Vancouver and all of our listeners across Canada. I'm Brenna. You're listening to Babe Waves on CITR at 101.9 FM. So I'm here to talk about another important event that's coming up this weekend. So as I'm sure many of you are aware, the resistance movement in Standing Rock, North Dakota, to the proposed access pipeline has really brought water and land rights to the forefront this week. Here in British Columbia, another resistance is being fought against the behemoth that is BC Hydro and their dam Site C, which was approved in 2014. Dam Site C is another hydroelectric dam on the Peace River in Treaty 8 territory, whose construction will flood thousands of hectares of valley, destroying sacred Indigenous sites and First Nations land, as well as settler ranch lands and farmlands. Construction is ramping up, and both settler and Indigenous folks alike are facing the forced eviction from their homes. Continuing this call for resistance and the protection of water resources, this Saturday at 5 p.m., we will be attending a No Site C solidarity gathering at Crab Park, which is being held with a simultaneous demonstration in Fort St. John, the projected site of Site C. So it's a peaceful gathering for solidarity and prayer for the water protectors of Treaty 8 and the Peace River. The Facebook event description reads, "Elders from the Peace region have requested all people of faith to make prayers for our river and all waters at this time. A gathering of prayer and demonstration will be happening in Fort St. John simultaneous to this gathering and amongst pipe carriers and people of faith across Turtle Island. People of all faiths and denominations are asked to gather together in an all-nations prayer. Drummers, bring your drums. Pipe carriers, bring your bundles. Everyone, bring your prayers. All who care about our waters are welcome." So if you're interested in attending, you can check out their Facebook event page titled Water is Life, No Site C Solidarity Gathering for more information. We are going to be there demonstrating our support and solidarity, and we're going to report on it next week.
Thanks, Brenna.
Thank you, Brenna. So we have now reached the part of the show here on Babe Waves today for the wonderful music programming that we have prepared for you today. So all of the artists here today are female artists, and that is very exciting. And this FemCon packed playlist, the first section, I've divided it into two sections. And so the first section that we have is a little bit softer, a little bit easier to ease your way into our music program. So we have a variety of singer-songwriters and some shoegazy, dream poppy songs. So the first artist we have is Lauren Marchand, who is a Canadian singer-songwriter from Halifax, Nova Scotia. And I'll be playing her song Nighttime Mistakes from her album Ghosts in the Garden. The song showcases her really incredible skill in storytelling, and it's like a hug for your ears, so it's going to be fantastic. And right after that, I'll be playing a song called Sad Girls by Hilary Suzz. It's S-U-S-Z, so I'm going to say it's Suzz. And she's also a singer-songwriter and guitarist from Boulder, Colorado, and this is Sad Girls. So Nighttime Mistakes and Sad Girls. Stay tuned. Coming up right now on Babe Waves. Thank you.
speak of a romance that was left untold. You take your bags off the bed and you leave with nothing said again. Pretend this love isn't there and that neither of us care again. So I'll wait till the next time when you're laying around.
take her anywhere. Like a puppet master, they could whisper in her ear. I can prove that you're not like other sad girls with eyes that pull me to the bottom of the
You're listening to Babe Waves, and that song was Sad Girls by Hilary Suz, and the song before it was Nighttime Mistakes by Lauren Marchand. So up next we have more soft singer-songwritery shoegazy music for you in our FemCon packed playlist for today. The first artist that we have is the Submissives. They describe themselves as love-sick barfers. So this next song called Do You Really Love Me, named after their new album, Do You Really Love Me, is a lovely pop, soft love song. And right after that, we have Basic Nature, who is from Winnipeg in Canada. This dream pop duo describe themselves as prairie gaze artists. So a little play on their hometown in the prairies and the shoegaze genre of music. I was told by my friend M today that the prairies lend itself to having shoegazy music because, and dreamy music, because there's nothing obstructing your view for miles and miles away in the prairie, so you can dream away. So the first song we have is Do You Really Love Me by the Submissives and Basic Nature. Their song Love Won't Always Be There from their new album Changes and Static. You're listening to Babe Waves. Tune in.
went to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR and I met the love of my life. We just celebrated our 40th anniversary.
Thanks to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I'm now the president of the Vegan Hot Dog Appreciation Society.
After going to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I've successfully synthesized the vaccine for Two Left Feet. Now everybody can dance.
Thanks to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I'm now nominated for a Daytime Emmy Award.
If you want to change your life, come to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR from 11 to 1 every week. No experience is necessary.
Thank you, Volunteer Wednesdays.
I call it transcendence. I call it transcendence.
Psytrance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
I call it transcendence.
Welcome back. You're listening to Babe Waves, and that was Do You Really Love Me by The Submissives, followed by Love Won't Always Be There by Basic Nature. So we have one last song in the category of soft singer-songwriter shoegazy music for today, and that is a song by Vancouver-based experimental duo Skumlade, and this is an unreleased song that was on their SoundCloud called Friday I Got a Party. So yeah, this is Friday I Got a Party by Skumlade. That was Friday I Got a Party by the Vancouver-based duo Skumlade. So now, oh, I just saw on their SoundCloud that it is happy 1 year of Scum Laude. Happy 1 year of Scum Laude. I guess Friday I Got a Party was a celebration song. Fantastic. So the next section of our show today on Babe Waves is going to be our hardcore section. So first up, we have a couple of artists that I wouldn't call them R&B necessarily, but they are definitely inspired by 90s and 2000s hip hop. And followed by that, we will have some punk, post-punk, psychedelic, hardcore music here on Babe Waves. But the first artist that we're going to play is Strange Fruits, a trio based in Montreal, Canada. And specifically in this album, Blossom, This Fruit for Thought, the trio delves into their identities as Black queer femme millennials who grew up on 90s and 2000s hip hop. And their work strives to provide an anthem to young queer trans POC. So the song I'll be playing is Get Your Fruit On, Missy Elliott remix. And I think that this is super cool because it not only talks about their queer experience, but it also reflects the musical influences that they claim that they have, especially since Missy Elliott was such an iconic 90s hip-hop artist. And after Get Your Fruit On by Strange Fruits, I'll be playing Knots, which is a band that is based in Memphis, Tennessee, and they describe themselves as a wild guitar band with punky, psychedelic sound, and their song that I'll be playing off their album Cosmetic is called Inherently Low. So Get Your Fruit On, Missy Elliott remix by Strange Fruits, and Inherently Low by The Knots. This is Babe Waves, and stay tuned for some rad jams.
If you can't keep it cute, put it on mute. What's the memo?
Stay cute, stay fruit.
All right, let's get it. Hey, if you ain't cute, you can't be fruit. That's all it is.
True.
You already know what's up.
True.
Being cute and being fruit is about being unique. Hello. Hey, stay cute, slay queen. Hey.
Now, but all you seem to do is silence all my personal shouts. A body is a body, but you must think it's full. But your own body took a body, satisfy your structure. That you stick to us, a label for a sin. Misogyny, shut it down, cause dragons here. Where does the unknown show you how it's done? In queer town, so you better, 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 better.
Get your food on, get your food on, get your food on, get your food on. Get your food on, get your food on, get your food on.
Quiet, take a number, ain't got the time, Google answers. Basic respect is what you give to get. Despite the fascination, no interrogation. There's nothing to fear if you're feeling queer. Society to expand, we'll start it right here. No one's like you, or they, or sorry me. Don't lose your mind over individuality. Don't assume, exclude, or impose. The consideration is what really shows. Cause mental fatigue is what we all don't need. No one likes to suffer, so let's love each other. And
get your food on, get your food on. Get your food on, 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 get your food on.
That was Inherently Low by Knots. So we're almost coming to a close for Babe Waves today, but we just wanted to say that the Women's Collective is currently in the process of rebranding our collective and show to be more inclusive of trans and gender nonconforming folks. So we want to highlight the voices and experiences of those beyond the label of women's issues, air quotes. So our collective is actually participating in a trans literacies workshop so we can learn tools to enable us to be more inclusive. And that is also why we changed our name from Lady Radio to Bay Waves, because the term lady usually refers to women, but everyone is a babe, and so are you. So thank you for listening to Bay Waves today of cool events and rad jams. Stay tuned for updates about our rebranding process. And if you have any recommendations or feedback on how we can be more inclusive, you can share it with us via our Facebook page at CITR Babe Waves. Or email us at womenscollective@citr.ca. So that is the perfect segue for our final artist of the day, which is Gloss. And so this is a genderqueer hardcore band from Olympia, Washington, and they are here to break all the rules. Unfortunately, they have split up as a band but that is for the reason of their mental well-being, which is fantastic and impressive and refreshing. So the next song we have coming up is called Give Violence a Chance, and it focuses on the trans experience. But on that note, just a content warning for folks listening to Babe Waves right now, there is explicit subject matter and explicit lyrics on the song, so if you would not like to listen to that, I would suggest you tune out until after 6 p.m. Here at CITR 101.9 FM. So this is Give Violence a Chance by Gloss. This has been Babe Waves. Thank you. Stay tuned, and we will talk to you next week. Violence!